بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه فيقول: هل رضيتم؟ فيقولون: وما لنا لا نرضى يا ربنا، وقد أعطيتنا ما لم تعطي أحدا من خلقك، إلى آخر الحديث. We're reading this hadith of which is narrated from Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in where Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala will address the people of Jeddah and all the details of what great enjoyment they will get. And Allah will draw their attention and they will reply to Allah ta'ala that they are ready to serve Allah Ta'ala, and it is their great honor to be in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will ask them, Hal Radhitu, are you all happy? And they will reply, naturally, فَيَقُولُونَ وَمَا لَنَا لَا نَرْضَى يَا رَبَّنَا. And how can we not be happy? What cause have we got not to be happy? وَقَدْ أَعْطَيْتَنَا مَا لَمْ تُعْطِي أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِكَ. And you have given us that which you have not given to any of your creation, which none of your creation was ever given. You have given us all those ni'mats. And this will be, of course, the outward ni'mats of Jannah. What pleasures and what a place Jannah is. The beautiful rivers of Jannah, whiter than milk, sweeter than honey, and the fruit of Jannah that will come down to a person, the beautiful Hurul Ain of Jannah that will remain virgins all the time. Even after having relations with them, they will be virgins again, and they will remain young all the time. The man of Jannah will remain young all the time. All the ni'mats of Jannah we cannot imagine. They will say, when this has been given to us, and also all the people of Jannah will realize and say, this was not an account of our amal, what actions we had done, and this Jannah, there is no comparison between the two. You cannot reconcile it. This will be solely a gift from Allah Ta'ala. But of course, the amal, Allah Ta'ala will give and make that a sign of His the outward purpose of His pleasure. The obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and more than the obedience, we cannot imagine the position of those people who made great, great sacrifices. And the highest of all, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and the highest in them, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allahu Akbar, the Sahaba Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what great sacrifices. Well, they did not follow their nafs in the least, but, and then the great, great ulama and who came after them, what great sacrifices they made for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and what Allah is going to give them there, we cannot imagine. So they will say that, Ya Rabbana, O our Rabb. Previously also they said, Labbaik Rabbana wasa'adeik Rabbana. If we understand that also, it will give great enjoyment to a person. Like a little baby says to its mother, Ammi, 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 and the child enjoys it. The mother loves to hear it also. Rabbana, the one who gave us our existence. The mother is not the one who gave us our existence. The mother is outwardly very, very little. It appears that she is seeing to our needs. But even the mother is given by Allah Ta'ala. And then whatever love she shows, and all the mothers of the world, even of the animals, how much love they have for their little ones, Allah's love is much, much more greater than all this together also. So when they will say, Rabbana, Rabbana, it will show that what an attachment they have of that being who gave them their existence, that being who gave them these ni'mats of Jannah, and He hasn't given them to anyone else, what Allah had given to the people of Jannah. So in that very word also, there is great enjoyment. وَقَدْ أَعْطَيْتَنَا مَا لَمْ تُعْطِي أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِكَ. You have given us that which you have not given any of your creation. فيقول then Allah سبحانه وتعالى will ask them further and say ألا أعطيكم أفضل من ذلك, should I not give you something even more greater? In other words, they will have no capacity to imagine there can be something greater. They will have been satisfied to their fullest, much, much more than what they could expect they have already got. Now what more than that? Is there still even something more than that? They will be astounded that can there be something more than that? فَيَقُولُونَ, they will ask, وَأَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, what can be more better than that what you have given us already? Again here, we should remind ourselves that Jannat, we want Jannat, we ask for Jannat, but that is not the real objective, but the creator and the giver of Jannat, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And here in this dunya also, ibadat, we have to make its farad upon us, there is no way out. But more greater than just the ibadat is the love of Allah. And the love of Allah comes from the ma'rifat, the recognition, to know who Allah Ta'ala is. And for that, effort is required also. It does not just fall in the lap of a person to know who Allah Ta'ala is and to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. So they will ask, is there something even more greater than this what we have got? فَيَقُولُ, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will reply and say, now I will give you, in other riwayat it comes also, that Allah will tell them that you can't imagine there is something greater. When ask your ulama, that what is more greater than the namas of Jannat also? When they will ask the ulama will tell them to ask Allah that now we want to see you. We want your pleasure, O Allah Ta'ala. And that will be the greatest pleasure. So Allah Ta'ala will say, وَحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي, and now I grant you, I bestow upon you my pleasure. And that will be the greatest thing. And so great it will be that all the other ni'mat of Jannat which a person will feel, the fruit, the food, the beautiful environment, the beautiful scenery, all that beauty, a person that he will feel that, he will now realize that when he sees Allah, he will completely forget all the ni'mat of Jannat. So the pleasure of looking at Allah will be so great that a person will even forget, not that he just puts them aside, but he'll totally forget the ni'mats of Jannat also, which in themselves are so great. So Allah will say, now I will bestow upon you my pleasure. فَلَا أَصْحَتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا, and after this I will never be displeased with you. And that will give the people of Jannah the greatest joy that Allah is pleased with us. And there is great detail in this, and this we have to learn also. And from the mashayikh, from the awliya, that is what we have to learn, that we keep in mind always the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, all our ibadat, everything, but mostly we seeing what my pleasure is. Like from Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he was getting great pleasure from the king of the time. But one time when he ate a bitter melon, he still accepted that also. And the ulama have deduced great, great lessons from there. That when Allah is giving us all his great ni'mat, we are very happy. But sometimes Allah tests us and he brings difficult conditions in our lives and around us. Then we start complaining. No, that is also from Allah. We must accept that also wholeheartedly. And that also requires a lot of effort, that a person keeps in view the pleasure of Allah, whether it is in ni'mats or whether Allah is testing and difficulties and hardships came on a person, in that also he remains happy. May Allah grant us these realities. They are not just matters of being spoken about and listened to, but that the reality of it comes into our lives, and that also is only from Allah, and we beg him to bless us with these realities.